You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and for the Paralympic Games in 2024, governing bodies and Ocean Outdoor have created fan zone locations for fans to come together, connect with each other and enjoy the Paralympic Games together and soak up the atmosphere. Joining us to tell us more is Kevin Henry, Head of Content and Sponsorships at Ocean Outdoor. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Hubert.
First of all, let's find out what inspired the introduction of fan zones and what are the main goals of these spaces?
Ocean have been working with the Olympic organisation since 2015. We first became a partner with Team GB. And it was following the delayed Tokyo Games in 2020 that we first hosted really what was an all-inclusive fan zone in London to support the Tokyo Games. And following that and the success that we had with the attendance, we wanted to do something on a much larger scale for Paris. And obviously the organisations such as Team GB and Paralympics GB have been looking forward to Paris for a number of years, it being sort of the closest to a home games that we're likely to get. We just wanted to try and make these games as, in a close experience as possible for all those fans that can't get there to Paris. So we're going to be providing 6 different venues around the country, 5 different cities, where people can go and watch the games on a big screen, listen to all the action from Paris, but also get involved in other activities that we'll be staging across the duration of the games.
So how exactly will these fan zones help to enhance the experience for people that can't actually attend the games?
We're bringing athletes down to the fan zones, so people have the opportunity to have a meet and greet with athletes. There'll also be opportunities for people to come and try various sports that they may not know about. So we're working with a number of the governing bodies, such as boccia, England goalball, blind football, and people can come and try the teams from those bodies, encouraging people to have a go at some of these sports that, yeah, maybe they wouldn't have known about. Certainly, my knowledge of boccia or goalball was very limited up until a few months ago, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that competition in Paris.
How are the locations designed to be inclusive and accessible to those attending?
One of the criteria that Paralympics GB specifically set Ocean in order for us to select these locations was that all of the areas that we selected had to be fully accessible. So we're talking, particularly if we take the example of the main Paralympic fan zone. This is their first ever fan zone, in fact, at Battersea Power Station. That's really been selected because of the nature of the environment there. It mixes the sort of residential, the retail, and the business audiences in a fully accessible area. All of the venues are fully open to the public. You can just come in and choose to sit down and watch the games, or, as I said, get involved with some of the official partners. We have Aldi, the supermarket, and TikTok, who will also be present in the fan zone for Paralympics GB, as well as some of the sporting bodies I mentioned.
So you mentioned one location, which is at Battersea Power Station, but where else will the fan zones be available?
So we have sites. There's 2 in London. The main hub, I guess, for all of the activities for Paralympics GB will be at Battersea, but there'll also be a venue at Westfield London, and that will have the screen and the viewing areas there for people to just come down. But also we have Birmingham at the Bullring, St Martin's Square there, Liverpool One, Cabot Circus in Bristol, and then West Quay in Southampton. It's worth noting these are also venues that we've been previously running our Team GB fan zones in there. So there's been a huge amount of build up to the Paris Games by all these locations, and they've been promoting the the opportunities that will come for all of the people there when we stage the Paralympics next week.
And if people would like to either attend the fan zones or get more information, how can they go about that?
They can either visit Ocean's website, oceanoutdoor.com, or the Paralympics GB website that will have information on all of the fan zones. But also, the individual venues themselves have and will be putting out promotion over the next few days to all of their the local fans to let them know the schedule of events that will be taking place each day, and the fact that we'll be obviously broadcasting all the live action from Paris throughout, starting from the opening ceremony on Wednesday evening.
And will there be any assistance available to blind and partially sighted people who will be attending the fan zone should they need any support?
There are a number of brand ambassadors, people that we've got working with us and with Paralympics GB, as well as with the NGBs as well. So there will be people that will be in attendance that can help anybody who needs any help in sort of navigation around or getting information on what's on. Yeah.
That is excellent to hear, and we look forward to seeing how these fan zones will progress and hearing from people at the event because we will be attending one of the fan zone locations here at RNIB Connect Radio. But for now, Kevin Henry, Head of Content and Sponsorships at Ocean Outdoor, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hubert. It's been a pleasure.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.